I'm Maria Dudzak. I am joined in the studio by Michael Briggs, and he is the now, I guess we'll call it Silver Salmon Derby Coordinator.
Correct.
And that is kicking off this weekend.
It is. As I'm sure everybody's well aware, we had some restrictions as far as retention of king salmon earlier in the season, and kind of got inkling that, something like that might come down even earlier than, you know, it did. And so we kind of set up a contingency plan right away after the Derby last year, hoping that we could kind of get out in front of this in the event that we did have these restrictions. And so we're still doing 7 days of fishing. It's still built kind of around a three-day weekend, with Labor Day being the concluding weekend of the tournament as opposed to Memorial Day being the opening weekend of the tournament. So hopefully it, you know, I mean, it's obviously a change for everybody here in town. Everybody gets really used to doing that thing to kind of kick off the summer. You get out there, it's a great time to get your boat ready, and you know that the summer fishing is going to be coming up shortly thereafter. This is almost like concluding the season in a way, but hopefully we get a lot of people out on the water this weekend and over the next couple of weekends, and we see some nice silvers come in, and you know, the prize is still $10,000 for the large fish, so plenty of incentive to get out there and try to land the big one.
How are people responding to this? Have you had you know, lots of people buying tickets, getting going? Is it, well, how's it feeling?
Well, I think, you know, the ticket sales have been a little slow to start with, but I think that's just the nature of starting it in the middle of the busy summer season. I think once, you know, it gets underway, people are aware that the tournament is going on this weekend, and or it starts this weekend. So I think that once you know, people have made their plans, they'll get out there, they'll get their tickets, and they'll get on the water. You know, same with the Kings. The first weekend tends to be kind of the light returns, and then as the tournament progresses, it gets, you know, the run gets heavier and heavier. That'll be kind of the same thing going on this with this tournament, as the Labor Day weekend will probably be the real push for the run as opposed to this weekend or next.
Okay, and I am not a fisher person, so sure. I don't know a lot of stuff. But people are out there, and you are not. Are you now allowed to? I mean, I know this is a silver derby, but are you allowed to catch kings? Or what happens if you catch a king? You have to put it back. What's the, rules right now?
Yeah, I mean, for as far as fishing game rules, you are allowed to retain kings at this point. So if you caught one, you'd be more than allowed to keep it for your own personal use, and unfortunately there's no prizes for that, so you know, there'll be some challenges, I'm sure, with the volunteers at all the way stations in May and June. Pretty much every fish that comes across the docks of King, there's not a whole lot of question about what species is this and what are we weighing in at this time of the year. I'm sure they're going to see quite a number of pink salmon and the occasional king as well. But we've gone over that with the volunteers, kind of, I mean, most people understand how to identify the different species, but there, everybody could use a refresher course here and there, even myself.
Are there any special rules that people need to know, things about the Derby?
Well, we're trying to keep it almost as the exact same format as we did with the Kings. I mean, eventually we're hoping that the stocks will rebound and we can bounce this back into the early part of the season and we'll just have our King Salmon Derby again. So all the rules and everything that we're doing, we're trying to keep as close as possible. There are a few small changes. Number one, you know, because typically you'd only be able to keep one or two king salmon, we had hidden weight prizes. So even if you didn't land the big one or land on the ladder, there was an opportunity for you to win a prize with that type of fish. Well, if one of the rules states that if fish and game allows you to keep the fish, then you're allowed to turn it in. Well, you're allowed to keep six silvers a day. And so we thought that might weigh down our volunteers quite a bit at the weigh stations if they're having to put through hundreds of fish instead of dozens. And so we've eliminated hidden weight prizes. You won't be able to turn in, say, a 7-pound silver that's well off the ladder and still win a prize. However, what we are doing is a daily drawing. So even if you don't catch a fish, if you've bought a ticket, you're eligible to win our daily drawings. And IBEW is a great sponsor of those prizes, $500 a day. And so all that's required is to pick up a ticket, a Derby ticket, and then you're qualified on all seven of the Derby days to win that $500 prize.
So you don't even have to go fishing.
You don't even have to go fishing. But, of course, I mean, if you're like me, you want to get out there and do it. So
if something happens, I don't know. So if people want, I gather you need a Derby ticket. You also
Correct.
Need a fishing license
Correct.
And stuff. So where do people get these kinds of
things? Well, Tungus Trading Company has always been one of our great partners for the Derby tickets. They've got a ton of them, and they always have a nice big sale the day before the Derby. So this Friday, they'll be having a sale on bait and tackle. And so it's a great opportunity to come in, get stocked up, buy your ticket, and then hit the Derby first thing on Saturday morning. Of course, there's other places around town as well, including the weigh station. So if you haven't gotten your ticket until the very last minute, you can do that at any of the weigh stations as well.
So are the tickets at like a lot of fishing supply type places?
Well, yeah, Pacific Pride. And, of course, since this is sponsored by the Ketchikan Char Educational Fund, a few liquor stores around town like Alaska Liquor and Newtown Liquor over at the mall, you can get tickets there as well. Lighthouse Grocery on the north end, Clover Pass Resort, Knutson Cove, even Salmon Falls Lodge, all of these places have tickets. So certainly get out there, grab a ticket, get on the water, and hopefully you land the big one. Still $10,000 prize for the big fish, plus 30 additional prizes on the ladder for the adult ladder, 10 prizes on the youth ladder. And then a few special prizes as well. Biggest fish by a permanent license holder, biggest fish caught from a skiff of 16 feet or less, and a number of other different special prizes, which you can find all of those in the tide book.
And if people are interested also in following the Derby coverage or finding out who's on the leaderboard and such.
Go to our website. That's KetchikanCharSalmonDerby.com. And there's a list of every prize and who's in the lead. And, you know, of course, like, for instance, if I went out and I caught the largest fish plus two or three others that landed on the ladder, those other two or three are disqualified. So it's only like one fish per person on that ladder. So if, for instance, you know, you see the name repeating two or three times, that 45th largest fish actually might bump up to the top 30, 31.
So you're only allowed one place on the ladder.
Correct. Yep. Okay. And that's been the case for
I never knew that.
For quite a while with the King Salmon Derby as well. Usually it's less of an issue during the King Salmon Derby because if you caught two of them that size, you did pretty well for yourself. But with silvers being kind of a narrow window as far as the size goes, we might have multiple people landing multiple fish on the ladder.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to add about
the Derby? Just the weigh stations are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on each of the Derby days, and that'll be this Saturday, Sunday, next Saturday, Sunday, and then all 3 days of Labor Day weekend, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Maria.
Michael Briggs, and again, that Salmon Derby coming up starting this weekend.